Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. 1 Corinthians 15:34. It is shameful to be without the knowledge of God. Without a knowledge of God, we are without righteousness. Without a knowledge of God, we commit sin. Our safeguard from sin is a knowledge of God. Our avenue to righteousness is a knowledge of God. The Apostle Paul preached in a time of spiritual depravity where idolatry was rampant and sin was the curse of humanity. In the city of Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry, Acts 17:16. In the city of Ephesus, he and his fellow workers were threatened because throughout all Asia they persuaded and turned away many people, saying that there be no gods which are made with hands, Acts 19:26. The Roman church was made aware of the sinfulness and depravity of that culture because they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. As a result, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, Romans 1:28. The mind without God is the breeding ground of sin and perversion. The purpose of the gospel and the purpose of Scripture is to make God known to the mind of humanity. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe, 1 Corinthians 1:21. And so the Bible presents to us a knowledge of God whereby we might know Him and His will for our life. The Bible determines our attitude toward God and our relationship with Him. We come to know God as we study and understand the Bible. Of all the books that should be read and learned, the Bible excels them all. No other book informs us of God in all of His divine qualities than the Bible. As Paul wrote his epistle to the Ephesians, he informed them of the value of the Word of God, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, Ephesians 3:4. The Old Testament prophet counseled Judah, seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read, Isaiah 34:16. Jesus Christ confronted the devil, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord, Matthew 4:4. These were ancient words that had been spoken by Moses to the nation that God had fed with manna, Deuteronomy 8:3. And so, read and learn the Bible and know God. Blessed is he that readeth, Revelation 1:3. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.